plastic. It was maybe a couple of weeks ago that I was in the green room of CNN and had the opportunity to meet Joshua Kors. Joshua Kors is a journalist who broke a major story. He earned his master's degree from the Columbia School of Journalism in New York. He has covered the African-American community in Flashbook Brooklyn. He's tracked the New York governor's race. He's done quite a bit in his young years. He's worked for television as well as print media. But it is the story that appeared in the Nation magazine about the way that soldiers, particularly those fighting in Iraq, are coming home with all kinds of problems. And just let me share with you something that he wrote in reference to a quote from the founder of the Iraq War Veterans Organization, and I'm going to read this. These soldiers are coming home from Iraq with all kinds of problems. They go to the VA for treatment and they're turned away. They're told, no, you have a pre-existing condition, something from childhood. And everybody, as you know, receives psychological screening when they join the military. And then it goes on to say, or Russell Terry goes on to say, what I want to know is if all these soldiers really did have a severe pre-existing condition, how did they get into the military in the first place? In the last 6 years, the Army has diagnosed and discharged more than 5,600 soldiers because of personality disorder. That's according to the Defense Department, and the numbers keep rising, and it appears all they're trying to do is save a buck. Joshua Kors, let me start by asking you to talk to us about one of the main subjects of your Nation magazine article, and that's John Town. Who was John Town?
Good to be with you, Joe. I'm glad you mentioned the 5,600 across the entire armed forces over the last 6 years. It's 22,500 soldiers who've been denied care by this diagnosis of pre-existing personality disorder. As you said, these soldiers are screened when they begin with. It's become clear during my 10 months of researching this story that it's simply a convenient way to turn away soldiers who were wounded in Iraq and are seeking medical care and benefits. John Town, a great example of that. He was struck by a rocket in Ramadi, Iraq, and lost a significant portion of his hearing. Since then, he's had memory problems and other ailments that one would associate with traumatic brain injury. Later, when he sought disability and medical care, this was months after he was given the Purple Heart.
Now, he had rocket shrapnel removed from his neck. His ears stopped. They were leaking blood. Mm-hmm. This guy was wounded, and he gets doctors at the Fort Carson, Colorado VA center, I guess this is, said that his wounds were actually caused by a personality disorder?
At the Army Medical Center at Fort Carson, they said this young man who had gotten the Purple Heart for being wounded in war was not actually wounded in war, that these hearing problems, his other physical ailments came from a personality disorder. And that's the kind of thing we're seeing over and over again. I looked at a case of one soldier whose bilateral hernia was seen as the result of personality disorder. One case recently, a soldier who damaged the lens of his eyeball in Iraq. That ocular damage was seen as the result of personality disorder.
And of course, what this does is it cheats these soldiers out of what? A lifetime of disability and medical benefits? Because they can't get disability or medical benefits from the military, can they?
That's right. The VA is only required to treat wounds sustained during service. If your hearing problems, if your other ailments came from before you joined the military, the VA has no obligation to treat you. You can go the rest of your life without coverage. And it has other key aspects, sour twists for these wounded soldiers. For one, the VA looks for the soldiers who are most wounded to treat right away.
Mm-hmm.
But they keep their eye out for those who are coming out of a medical board with a high disability rating. Soldiers who were given this pre-existing condition and booted out the side door don't get to see a medical board. They don't get a disability rating. So they fly under the radar. In John Towne's case, after he had all these physical problems, he didn't get to see a doctor for 8 months because he was simply not noticed by the VA. And I think this, the financial aspect, really is the nail in the coffin.
And what do you mean by the financial aspect?
Soldiers who are given personality disorder as their discharge have to give back their signing bonus for the years they're too wounded to serve. So the John Towne, like thousands of other wounded Iraq veterans, found out on his final day he actually owed the Army several thousand dollars.
So wait a minute. This man is wounded by a rocket in Iraq, receives a Purple Heart, has ongoing medical conditions. VA determines that it's a pre-existing condition, boots him out the side door, and in turn requires that he has to pay back his bonus, his signing bonus?
That's exactly right. It's a troubling situation, and that's why Congress is looking at it right now. Barack Obama, in fact, just proposed a bill that would put an immediate suspension on these personality disorder discharges until the scandal can be looked over.
Now, you call it a scandal. You believe that this is being done deliberately?
There's no doubt about that. I don't think there's anybody in the audience that would assert that hearing loss could come from a personality disorder. But yet all the cases I looked at in the 10 months I've been investigating this were really that clear-cut.
How did it come to your attention? I mean, this is not something that the average journalist would be out digging for.
No, it actually kind of fell in my lap accidentally. I'm sure in your career you'd find some of the best stories do that.
I'm not a journalist, but we find people like you who find these stories, and they do fall in our lap. Yeah.
Well, I fell in your lap in the green room.
At the CNN, that's right.
I was doing a series of profiles of veterans returning from Iraq. I interviewed John Towne for that story, and his story just didn't make any sense to me. I didn't understand how a personality disorder could be
cause
a diagnosis
from
a rocket attack.
Right.
And in journalism, you learn when something doesn't make sense, that's where you dig.
So what is John Towne doing now? Where is he now? What's his condition? Does he work? If he doesn't have disability, I mean, how is he living? What's going on?
Well, it's a mixed case right now. On one hand, things have gotten a lot better for him as a result of the media coverage on his case. The VA decided to take a second look and decided that the Army's diagnosis of personality disorder was flat wrong. They said absolutely. He was wounded during combat. The personality disorder diagnosis, simply absurd. They've decided that he's disabled, and now they're giving him full medical and disability benefits. But other parts really show that he's still in crisis. He's still having all kinds of physical problems, isn't able to sleep more than an hour or two a night, and has been plagued with headaches for months and months without end. Drugs don't seem to be solving that problem. He's really, with the focus on his case. He's really become an advocate for this problem. When I was there in D.C. testifying before Congress, he came up right before me and discussed with the House VA committee exactly what was going on with this scandal.
Mm-hmm. Now, let me again share this. You write in Nation, The Nation, you say exactly, you ask the question, exactly how much money is difficult to calculate, but you point out Defense Department records. I want everyone to hear this before we go to the break, and then I'll take calls. Defense Department records show that across the entire armed forces, that's all the branches of military, right?
Mm-hmm.
More than 20, as you said earlier, more than 22,500 soldiers have been dismissed due to personality disorder in the last 6 years. And again, how much those soldiers would have collected in disability pay would have been determined by a medical board, which evaluates just how disabled a veteran is. A completely disabled veteran can receive what is it, $44,000 a year?
That's right. We're definitely talking about billions of dollars.
Yeah.
A recent study by a Harvard professor looking into these benefits calculated it was about $12.5 billion in disability and medical care over these soldiers' lifetimes. And really, that's an underestimate, because those who are severely disabled also get benefits for their families. That number didn't go in there.
And now, does Town still... So Town doesn't have to give back his $15,000 signing bonus, does he?
Well, that's a little more complicated.
All right, hold on. Let's talk about it on the other side. Because, in essence, that's what they're saying. He was paid $15,000 signing bonus to go into the military, went to Iraq, wounded by rocket shrapnel. Now they're saying he's got to give the $15,000 back. 1-866-801-TALK. Please, anybody out there, veterans or otherwise, family veteran members, families of vets, give us a call. 1-866-801-8255. And if there are any members of Congress listening and you want to call in, you can call toll-free, too. 1-866-801-TALK.
News Talk 1450 WOL-AM, where information is power.
The Reverend Al Sharpton. Join Madison, the Black Eagle, weekdays from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. on WOL.
All right, 1-866-801-TALK is our phone number. If you have any questions in reference to this story, feel free to give us a call right now. We've got available lines. If you'd like to read the story that Joshua Kors reported on, it is available. I assume they can go online, Joshua?
That's right. They can go to my website, joshuacors.com, K-O-R-S.
All right. So it's joshuacors.com, joshuacors, K-O-R-S.com, correct?
That's right.
And the story is there. It is titled, How Specialist Towns Lost His Benefits. Now, let me go back to, let me go to what we were just talking about before the break. And that is him having to repay his or the bulk of his $15,000 bonus. Now, if I thought things had been worked out for him, what's going on with the bonus pay?
Well, like everything, there's some insidious politics underneath the skin. Months and months ago, after complaining to his congressman about what had happened, he got a call from the Pentagon, and the official there basically said, look, we'll forgive the money you owe us if you keep quiet about this issue.
Really? Kingdom.
That's right. And he thought that was pretty low down. He took the money. They finally sent him a scant amount of change, not nearly what they would have owed him had he been recognized as wounded in combat. And nothing really had been taken more by way of action after that until months and months later when the press pressed for the VA to do a turnaround and say he was wounded. And the focus at this point for everybody is the divided nature of the congressional action. On one hand, Washington, I think in general, doesn't know what to do here. On one hand, you have Congressman Bob Filner, chairman of the House VA Committee on Capitol Hill, who has been very aggressive in hearing from Johnstown, learning about this story. He was the one who held hearings earlier this month.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, you have folks like Surgeon General Gail Pollack, who was asked to review a stack of these personality disorder cases, including Johnstown's, and decided that all of them were properly diagnosed. One would think some of them were clear-cut.
Again, yeah, like exactly.
Hearing loss being
one of them.
Being a pre-existing personality
problem. Let me ask you. Yeah, I mean that one gets to me, man. And I assume that Towns was examined before he joined the military.
Everyone receives a thorough physical and psychological screening.
And nothing.
All the soldiers I looked at, they didn't just pass that first screening to get into the military. They also passed a second screening and were deemed healthy to serve in Iraq.
Then
all of these guys, it's only when they are wounded and seek benefit that the pre-existing...
I mean, this is like one of those D-A-H moments. You know, it's like, wait a minute. You get a physical when you go in. You get a second one when you go to Iraq. You get wounded, and then you come out, and then when you're at the VA, in order for them to save money, they then say, oh, it was pre-existing, but we didn't catch it during two physicals. Yeah, okay. Now, having brought that up, this had to be some very interesting research and journalistic investigation on your part, and the reason I mention that is, I would think that medical records, particularly military medical records, are kept strictly confidential. So how are you able to get all of this information?
That's right. They are kept confidential. Many say they are for privacy reasons. In other cases like this, it makes it a lot harder to dig up exactly what's happening to these wounded soldiers. I was able to contact one soldier after another, veterans groups who had received calls from angry, upset soldiers saying, I need these benefits, I was wounded, and the Army's telling me, no, you weren't. They came forward to me, shared their medical information, and were very helpful in trying to seek out this story. A lot of these veterans felt that things had the possibility of getting better. As you know, the Dole Shalala Commission for Wounded Warriors came out just the other day. But a contact of mine spoke with Bob Dole, and Dole dismissed the entire issue, said, oh, personality disorder, that's not really a problem. It's ironic, in my mind, because his wife, Senator Elizabeth Dole, was one of the 31 senators who signed an aggressive letter to the Secretary of Defense a few months ago, demanding that he seek immediate investigation of this scandal. Seems strange that she, as one of the few Republicans to sign on, was a key figure in finding this a crisis. Her husband, as head of the Wounded Warrior Commission, didn't see it much as a problem.
Wow. And of course, the White House has been silent on this.
That's absolutely right. You know,
okay.
They went to Walter Reed and looked at the fading paint and the rats on the floor there and said that this was a horror for soldiers. But these wounded soldiers who were being denied a lifetime of disability and medical care, they've said absolutely nothing about.
All right. I want to get a couple of calls in. I think we have to take a break here. Is that correct, BJ? All right, let me take a break. I've got some calls coming in, and we'll come back and take a couple of questions for Joshua Kors right after this. I'm Madison. Thank you.
Joshua Kors is with us. Real quick, let me take some calls because we have only 3 minutes in this segment. Let's go to Mr. Curtis, disabled vet. Go right ahead, Mr. Curtis.
How you doing, Joe?
I'm doing fine. And really, a quick question so we can get a couple more calls in, if you don't mind.
Okay, because like when they're doing the downsizing, they gave me some money. So once I went to clip my disability, I had to pay it back. And plus, my statement is, you had these athletes who signed these signing bonuses, you know, and once they sign it, they don't pay their money back. So why should veterans got to do that?
I don't know. El Paso, Texas. And then I'll have Joshua Kors, you know, answer or respond and after I get everybody in. Jeff, El Paso, Texas. Hi.
How you doing, sir?
Fine.
Where do a veteran go? Because I got hurt in the military doing training, and they told me I couldn't get anything. My back has been messed up since I had that fall. I don't have no records of being in the hospital at the medical, the drugs they gave me, Demerol.
Yeah.
They don't have a medical.
And you were during training. You weren't even in Iraq, correct?
I wasn't even in Iraq.
All right.
I got hurt in training.
All right. Then one last one. Davis from Harrisburg, PA. Hi.
Hey, Joe, this is appalling, and guess what? This is just the top. I bet there's a lot of undercrust that goes back further than the Vietnam War. It's at the point right now where this brother should start a class action suit and go right after the government the same way the government's going after him with extortion. God bless.
All right. God bless. Joshua Kors, I'll let you respond to those last three calls and close out any way you deem necessary.
A class action lawsuit against the VA for exactly this treatment has already begun. Paul Sullivan from Veterans for Common Sense is the person to contact. If you go on the Google, type in Veterans for Common Sense, you'll get his contact information. If there's soldiers out there who had this happen to them, they can join that lawsuit.
All right. So where do you go with this? Obviously, you've gotten attention of some members of Congress. Will there be additional hearings on this, or what happens now?
Well, on Capitol Hill, there may be additional hearings with Patrick Kennedy's VA commission. Beyond that, I've been working with Bob Woodruff of ABC News to produce a second Nightline piece. We did one that aired a few weeks ago. In this piece, we're looking to hear from doctors who are going to discuss from the inside.
Are these whistleblowers?
Exactly.
Okay. Well, let me tell you, as soon as you know when that's going to air, would you give us a call, Sharon Mack, and let us know so we can alert our audience?
I definitely will.
Because, you know, again, as I always tell people, I'm not a journalist. I'm a radio activist. And when we get these kinds of stories, the one question that always has to be asked, what are you going to do about it? I'm Madison.